It's Helping Hand, HBR1 stations, Fridays, then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are thrilled to be welcoming back the innovative local nonprofit Access Surf, accesssurf.org, and they empower people with disabilities. They provide adaptive surfing instruction, therapeutic educational programs on water recreation. They do monthly beach gatherings for the general disabled population, for wounded warriors. They have specialized surfing and programs that really are instrumental in giving people hope after they've gone through some traumatic disabilities and get them back into the water. And even just going to their events can be a truly therapeutic thing. You don't even need to get in the water. That shows you there's a lot of ways to help them too. And we're going to hear how we can do that with one of the heroes from Access Surf, their executive director, Kara Short. Aloha. Welcome back, Kara.
Thanks, Dave. I'm really happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. Three main programs. If somebody goes to accesssurf.org, you'll see they have Day at the Beach, they have Wounded Warriors, and the Hawaii Adaptive Surf Team. Explain what each of these is about.
Well, the main program is called Day at the Beach, and it's the first Saturday of every month at White Plains Beach Park. And that program is open for anyone with any disability, whether it be cognitive or physical disability, any age, and their family and friends, caregivers. And we call it Day at the Beach because that's what it's all about. It's just people coming together and enjoying the beach. And we have lots of different activities we can do while you're there. Surfing is one of them, as you mentioned, and some swimming. And also, I like that you mentioned the fact that some people come and they're just there. They're there enjoying talking story, having a barbecue. And then we have the third Wednesday of every month is a Wounded Warrior Day at the Beach, specifically for any injured, wounded, or battling illness of any service. And they can be veteran or active duty. So we encourage them to bring their families as well. We know it's a little more difficult with it being on Wednesday. And then we have, as you mentioned, the Adaptive Surf Team. And this is something we're pretty excited about. We've been running small clinics for quite some time, smaller surf clinics and swim clinics that focus on skills and techniques for individuals. And from that, we've created a platform for people to become more independent. So now we have a 20-person surf team. Yeah, and when I say 20 people, it's actually 20 throughout all of Hawaii. And they train and they work with coaches and they compete at the local events and national events and international events.
Do the people have to pay anything to be part of that?
Absolutely not. Our mission is to make sure that our programs are always free. And it is all made possible by volunteers.
Providing food, upgrading supplies, assisting people, being a volunteer on the shore, in the water, in the parking lot. These events, right off the top of your head as you're doing them on a regular basis, where are there holes that people can fill in?
We're very fortunate. We have a very dedicated, large volunteer base, but we're always open to more volunteers. And they, like you said, it's across the board. But one of our biggest issues, to be really blunt, is funding. We're very established with our programs and our volunteers, but we do struggle with funding.
With the funding, you can provide the food, the supplies that you
exactly need.
You can earmark that dough. And I'm imagining some vendors give you discounts on the supplies that you need.
Yeah, absolutely. We get a lot of great support from the local businesses. And the other thing is, I describe us as a small group with a big impact. So we focus, we strive to make sure that we stretch our donor dollars. Like we really do. We run on a very small budget and do a lot because, like you said, we do get so much support from the community and our volunteers. So when people are able to support us, they know that their sponsorship or their donation is going straight to our programs.
There's a fragility that can sometimes come along with disabilities. There's a normal apprehension about getting out of a mobility device like a wheelchair or other critical tool, putting your physical vessel, your body, in the hands of well-meaning volunteers. Speak directly to folks and their loved ones about how that happens and who the volunteers are that would be handling the disabled at your events.
I love that you brought that up, and I really appreciate it because I think that's a really important piece of the puzzle. When we hear this quite often, that people have heard about our programs, but they might be apprehensive to go because of all those things that you just listed. So that's what I'd love to be able to share is that's what we're there for. We are there to provide support in every way that we can. So we have literally teams of people there ready, willing, and able to support in whatever way it is, whether it's helping you from the parking lot across the grass to where we're set up. We have specialized equipment there, beach mats that provide the accessibility if you'd like to bring your wheelchair down onto the beach. But if not, we also have specialized chairs that can go on the sand and into the water. And with all of that, that teams of people in every area that have been trained. The training starts kind of at the top with some therapists and medical professionals, and then they've trained our volunteers to be able to work with individuals. But we really do advocate that the individual communicate with us. That's a really important piece, because not all of our volunteers are quote-unquote trained professionals in this area. So we just really share that, let us know how we can help you.
And everyone is a custom entity, so everyone kind of needs their own wraparound and what they may be more sensitive to than others. So that's a good point. Specific support for the monthly wounded warriors, are there other ways that we could support that particular aspect of the mission?
You know, with that program, because it is during the week, and there's a couple of reasons why that actually is during the week. One, it's a smaller program, and that is by design. And the reason is because we do work a lot with people with suffering from traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress. And so we'd like to keep that program a little bit smaller and not on the busy weekend days. So because of that, we tend to not get as many volunteers that are skilled water people, meaning surfers. That program and Day at the Beach, to be honest with you, we have a lot of volunteers, but we do still seem to struggle getting skilled water
lifeguards,
surfers, just people that are comfortable in the water. Specifically with the Wounded Warrior Day at the Beach, we often are shorthanded with surfers.
So there you go. So if you're really particularly grateful for your freedom and you wanted to give it back and you've got a knack for the water and an experience on the water, you could really be helpful with these Wednesday Wounded Warrior gatherings that happen once a month. How about the Hawaii Adaptive Surf Team, which is really everything that you guys do is innovative. That is one of them. Does it have its own challenges?
It does. It does. Well, one, it's somewhat newish. We're into our second year formalizing the team. Back to the funding, of course, every team needs sponsorships. But coming out and cheering the team on. So they compete at all of the HASA events, the Hawaii Surfing Association. It's not all of them. There's certain ones that they are there and they're not there. But I just like to get the word out that the team is there. And if you know of somebody who is an adaptive surfer, to let them know about our team, and if they'd like to contact us, and I can get them in touch with our team manager, and we can get them some information about how they can become involved.
You use the word sponsorship. A lot of different kind of ways people could support you guys. So funding is a big deal. Sponsorship relates to that. It could be a company. It could be a social group. How could folks come together both to sponsor or support one of the programs, support surfboards that you get, sponsor certain pieces of equipment, certain events? The floor is yours on ways that groups can utilize their extended power to help.
We love working with groups. We really like to make sure we're collaborating with more of the community, not just the population that we're serving, but more of the community, whether it be like special interest groups or businesses, what have you. So what we do a lot, if a group will contact us, a church is a good example, they'll get together and host our lunch for us, for example. So our Day at the Beach, we're serving about 250 people all told between participants and volunteers. So that's a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs.
It is.
And it's a fun way to get involved. So they'll come, they'll purchase the food and cook it. They'll just be there and be part of the program. So that's a really fun way to get involved.
Sponsor the food. You could even just earmark cash and say,
absolutely,
we want to, in the name of our company, sponsor the food at this event, or sponsor a piece of equipment.
Yes.
Is there a certain kind of adaptive equipment you need that you don't have, kind of thing?
Well, right now we're doing quite well with equipment. One thing that we will be working on soon is a vehicle. We have an old, I think maybe we've talked
the
about this
truck.
Before, the bread truck, the famous bread truck. It's still there and it does work, but I'm going to start focusing on trying to get some support to help us get a vehicle that actually runs so I don't have to keep towing it.
So if you have access to a vehicle that they could use, or you want to put funding towards a vehicle, that is a huge need that they've got. And obviously every single event, that vehicle needs to get a lot of
gear. It wouldn't happen without that.
Yeah, and
exactly.
So talk about a critical piece of gear. And if it's something that we haven't talked about, but it could be useful to you, you want people to call and offer whatever it is, and then you'll make that decision.
Yeah, and that's a great way to say it, because people are like, what do you need? I'm like, you know, call me, let's talk, because there's things that we might not even realize that we need, but that you might have that we could work together with.
Accesssurf.org. The word access and then earth, so it's two S's in the middle there.
Yeah, not three. Which
not three S's. Two S's. Accesssurf.org with two S's. Info at accesssurf.org. 808-236-4200. If you do artwork, if you want to come and play music at their next beach event, whatever it is that you have a skill, I'm sure Kara would want to hear from you.
I absolutely would. And actually, graphic designer, we're always looking for designers.
Right. There's a lot of ways to plug in and do good. all of our Helping Hand segments, including this one, the full interview, the radio feature, all the contact details at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. It is Access Surf Executive Director Kara Short. Always a pleasure, always inspiring. Hoping that somebody out there can plug in on one of the needs that we threw out there today. It would be a great thrill to hear that, hey, guess what we just got? Thanks for doing what you're doing, Kara.
Thanks, Dave. It's always a pleasure being here.